From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Tomorrow is Labor Day, as millions of Americans enjoy the last long summer weekend before returning to work or school. President Bush will travel to Richfield, Ohio, where he'll speak to members of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their families. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a labor analyst about the state of America's unions. But first, a conversation with Labor Secretary Elaine Chao. She spoke with us by phone from her office about the condition of the U.S. economy. While unemployment stands at 6.2%, Secretary Chao said economic recovery is ongoing. She credits President Bush's jobs and growth package signed into law earlier this year. The secretary also said that the Bush administration has plans to deal with the loss of millions of jobs in the manufacturing sector.
Number one, we have to make sure that trade is open and fair, because international trade will provide additional jobs, but we need to make sure that international trade is open and fair and that we are competing on a level playing field. And number two, what we are seeing is that more and more of the lower skilled jobs are going overseas. And so that's why, again, training is going to be so important. We need to help people to transition from some of these jobs.
Productivity is actually a bright spot in the U.S. economy. In the second quarter of this year, productivity was up nearly 6 percentage points over the previous quarter. If Americans are so productive, if the workers are so productive, what incentive do employers have to actually create new jobs or hire new employees?
Increased productivity is not a bad thing. We're able to have salary and wage increases because productivity is increasing. So that's a very important point. What's happening now is that the corporate executives' confidence levels are still not very high. And so instead of going out and hiring new people, they're relying much more on temporary workers or on their existing workforce and relying on overtime. So what we want to do is to grow the economy and increase and hope that these and exhort these corporate executives to have greater confidence in the economy so that they would begin to hire more people.
The Labor Department has proposed changing the rules which govern overtime pay in this country. The new rules would make some 1.3 million low-income workers eligible for overtime, but on the other hand, it's going to take away overtime for as many as 500,000 workers. The critics of the administration say actually this is going to affect millions of workers. Why should some Americans lose overtime benefits?
Well, first of all, your characterization is not accurate, I'm sorry to say. It's not an overtime regulation. We have many, many overtime regulations. This is not one of the major ones. This is a small part of the Fair Labor Standard Act that pertains to white-collar workers. So it's got nothing to do with blue-collar workers. If anyone who's a blue-collar worker will not be affected, first responders, police, nurses, any union member will not be affected because union members, of course, are going to be covered by the collective bargaining process. What we are trying to do is to clarify a regulation that has not been modernized in well over 50 years. And the ambiguity in the regulation is impeding the department's ability to enforce the law so that we cannot protect workers who deserve who need protection. For example, if you are earning $8,000 a year and someone slaps on you an assistant manager title, you are not guaranteed overtime. That is not right. So what we are trying to do is to guarantee vulnerable low-wage workers the overtime that they deserve, and we also want to provide clarity so that business people know what they're supposed to be doing.
This is my final question, Secretary Chao. Earlier this year, you met with the Executive Council of the AFL-CIO during the winter meeting in California. According to some of the people in attendance, it was pretty contentious, and one union official was quoted as saying, "We were made to feel like we were the enemy." How have your relations with the labor movement been since that meeting?
Well, I think it's important for your listeners to understand what the discussion was about. I think I gave a very nice opening speech And the discussion focused upon union financial disclosure. This administration has been very tough on corporate disclosure. And my job is to protect workers. And just as I have been very tough on corporations such as Enron and WorldCom, where we want transparency, greater accountability, I'm also concerned about union transparency and making sure that rank-and-file members have an opportunity to see what is happening in their union as well. But I pride myself on having a good relations with organized labor. I've worked with them in the past with United Way. I've worked with them in the past when I was director of the Peace Corps. I've always got an open door. I'm probably one of the most accessible secretaries of labor.
Elaine Chao is the Secretary of Labor. She joined us from her office. Secretary Chao, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.